Have you ever witnessed an unusual animal that left you second-guessing what you saw? What would you do if you heard a blood-curdling scream echoing in the distance? Have you ever heard your name called out by a foreign voice from inside your home? Today, we test the believability of Creature Feature Volume 2.
Welcome to Believing the Bizarre,
where we dive into the unknown and the unusual
and tell you whether or not we find it believable.
That is right. It's Tuesday. This is the final Believing the Bizarre episode for the year of 2022.
That's very final of you.
Finite.
Final.
I hope if you celebrated, you had a Merry Christmas, and I hope you're looking forward to New Year's. New Year's resolutions, new changes for a month, and then you go back to your old habits for 11 months, which is fine. There's nothing wrong with old habits.
Old habits die hard.
Die hard.
Which is a really good Christmas movie.
I've been told. But I'm excited. I was thinking about this, and we decided it was going to be a listener episode, and I was going through, and I'm like, I really enjoyed the Creature Feature. We were told by listeners that they really enjoyed the first Creature Feature. So why not end 2022 on a Creature Feature Volume 2?
Yeah, I agree with it. That's a good choice.
And let me just say, just again to get this out there, the way this works is listeners submit their personal experiences and encounters to us, which you can do by going to believethembizarre.com, go to submit your experience, and we collect them. We turn them into stories. Sometimes they're feature-length stories. But this one is unique. It's not one of our listener submission collections. These are five stories. I got five stories today. And they are all based around coming into some type of contact with some type of creature.
Wow. Five?
Five. They're not super long.
Okay. Wow.
But I'm excited. I did go through and add a whole bunch to our files from many months ago until recently. Okay. I'm not going to lie. It was like 75.
Boy.
That are waiting for us, looking at us. But with that said, are you ready to get into our first creature feature encounter?
Yeah.
Okay, our first encounter comes to us from Jake. This took place in Michigan, and the year is 2010. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Quote, "What exactly I saw that evening in the woods most likely was a black bear. However, the movement of this animal was so strange, and I've been unable to find any type of example on the internet or another witness of what I saw that night. My grandparents have a cabin in Michigan, the entire area surrounded by thick swamps and jack pine forests. Roughly a quarter mile from the cabin is a public boat launch. Growing up, this boat launch was a popular place for myself and my cousins to walk due to how close it was to the cabin, but still far enough away so that you could kind of feel like you're on your own. The walk from the cabin to the boat launch was fine. Nothing out of the ordinary. On the way back is when I had my encounter. I was walking the dirt road towards the cabin, and in this particular spot on the road, there are thick forests on each side. Off to my left, I could hear something walking or trotting through the brush. Of course, the first thing I think is there's a squirrel playing or maybe even a deer that I spooked. I kept walking along as the sounds grew closer and closer. Every 3 to 5 steps, I would stop and look, but I couldn't see anything. This went on for nearly 3 minutes. Finally, I looked to my left after the noises continued, and I could see the shape of what appeared to be a bear waddling through the forest. Immediately, I realized how dangerous this situation could be and how quickly I needed to get back to the cabin. My strides became longer and faster, but I never took my eyes off the figure. Roughly 20 steps after my initial sighting, it stood up. When this figure stood up, I could tell that this was not an ordinary bear. The arms fell to its side instead of staying in front of the body. The head didn't appear to have ears resting at the top. In fact, I couldn't see ears at all. It looked as if a person was standing in the woodline. The main issue with that is it would have had to been a very broad and tall person who was just waddling around on all fours before standing up randomly in the woods at dusk. At the time of this encounter, I was 6'2" tall, and this figure was much taller than me, probably 6 to 12 inches taller if I had to guess, which puts it at about the average range of a black bear, especially out in the Midwest. The figure stood still for what seemed like minutes, although it had only been seconds before dropping down to all four again and scurrying off into the forest. I was in shock of what I was seeing and was just frozen, watching this animal leave. The head and shoulders seemed to stay parallel to the ground, not bouncing as you would expect with a human trying to crawl on hands and knees. It appeared to be very comfortable on all fours. The legend of Sasquatch and stories are encounters that are very popular in this area amongst locals. I've heard my fair share growing up, and a small part of me does believe that that could explain my encounter. I've never had an unusual sighting since that night, but I've heard many strange sounds in the forest since then. Most of those can probably be easily explained away, but there are a few of them that stand out and keep me on my toes when visiting, even during the day. Unquote.
Wow. That's a cool story.
I truly appreciate the level of skepticism throughout.
Yeah, it's even-handed.
Yeah, it was like, here's what I'm seeing. Here's why it could be this.
Yeah.
But also, it doesn't have ears and it doesn't fit the arms.
Here's why it doesn't quite sense.
Yeah, but also it probably wasn't a human because of this.
Yeah.
But it probably was a black bear. It fits the height of a black bear, yeah. But this doesn't fit a black bear.
And I've been hearing noises in the woods for a long time. But they're probably just animals.
I like it because it's not as immediately assuming the paranormal, but it's also thoughtful in that it's not just writing it off as, oh, it was dark out. It probably was a bear. Like, it's pulling in anatomy. It's pulling in, you know, what they already know.
What do you think it was?
I don't know. I don't know. Because, like, I don't – it definitely is, like, a – if it's not a bear, it definitely seems like a Sasquatchy type entity. Like, it didn't – it wasn't muscular in the same way that you like a dog man. It didn't feel like a dog man.
No,
to me.
It doesn't. No, it felt more like,
I mean, he kept comparing it to a bear. So it had to be like that big, like, I don't
doughy.
Know. What do you think?
Oh, I think it's a skinwalker.
Really?
Yeah. I think it's a skinwalker because it fits those things to me. Like it moves not quite right. It doesn't behave like a bear would. It goes for a second of transformation where it looks like a human standing up and then it walks away.
The Michigan skinwalker. No, I mean, I don't know. I mean, you're right. It does fit that. The only thing that was missing for me was, and maybe it just wasn't, I mean, we can only take the story at face value, but like the amount of dread that people report.
Yeah, he didn't.
It was
feel
more
fear.
Like, yeah, it was more like this is an unusual sighting rather than like chilled to the bone fear.
Yeah, there wasn't malice behind it, right? So there's not intention. But I don't know. Maybe he just wasn't sensitive to that.
One of the details that they brought up that I thought was interesting was when it was crawling on all fours, it was very parallel. And they said it didn't bounce like it was a human walking on all fours.
Yeah.
But, and maybe I'm just visualizing it wrong in my head, but a bear, I feel like even a bear bounces with the shoulders. Like what walks on all fours and stays parallel and doesn't? Does a bear?
I don't know.
I don't know. I feel like the shoulders are integral.
I think what did he say didn't bounce like a human? Because I thought he said the head specifically, which I think
the head and the shoulders seem to stay parallel to the ground, not bouncing as you would expect with a human trying to crawl on hand and knees. But even I feel like anything's shoulder would move. I don't know. Maybe I haven't seen a bear.
If you evolve to walk on all fours, I think it's probably a smoother process, right? I'm doing the bear motion the whole time.
I know. I can't. Me too. But like, I can't. I haven't seen a video of a bear. Let's watch a video of a bear.
Okay.
All right. So we just watched a random video of a bear.
Yeah.
By a house. Very
kill
dangerous.
A family.
Yeah. I would definitely say there's a little swagger to it, but
like back and forth, not up and down though.
Yeah. It was more left and right than up and down. So it could have been a bear.
Yeah.
And it was darker out. Dusk. So yeah. I don't know. Interesting story, whether or not it's paranormal.
Yeah.
But let's move on to story number two. Oh, actually, there's a part to this story that I have to ask you about, so I got to pull it up on my phone.
Okay.
It was specific.
I think bears can't put their ears down, too. Just saying.
Like Boba Fett with the mask.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. All right. This encounter is brought to us by Alessio from Central Valley, California, and the year is 2019.
Okay.
So it's not all that right. long ago.
No.
And I do have to, I got to show you something or get your opinion on something that they specifically asked.
Beforehand?
No. I will do the story first. It's about Pokemon, so you should be, get you
okay.
excited.
All right, I'm ready.
All right, before that, we'll get to the encounter, okay. which hopefully you like just as much. Quote, in mid-July of 2019, me and my girlfriend Whitney went with my small church group on a youth retreat. I was 17 at the time, and I wanted to do something fun before I'd start college. The group leader booked two cabins for males and females where we would stay for a weekend. We went to a place that had plenty of pine trees, but at the same time, can get dry where there weren't. One of the nights at 12, me and Whitney went off to walk at night just to spend some time together. We tried not to stray too far, but at the same time, we were far enough to be out of sight from everyone else. We were near the top of a gully that was steep. I remember the bottom being full of sharp rocks and rough terrain in general. We were both sitting down when something caught my eye. I can't tell whether it was a person or not, but I saw what looked like a large humanoid figure running down the hill a distance from us. Whitney noticed it too, and she looked like she was about to panic, so out of instinct, I quickly clamped my hand over her mouth. I feared that if she screamed, she would draw attention to ourselves. I told her to make it back to the cabins so we'd make our way without even looking back or attempting to take a picture of it. I initially assumed it was someone roaming around at night, but I still didn't want to take my chances. The next day, we went back to the area to check it out, but there wasn't any evidence of this entity. We still don't know what it was, but it was definitely capable of somehow running down a steep hill. It was either a very, very large person, since it didn't seem to have animalistic features, like canine ears or a snout or anything like that, or something that resembled a large human. If I had to guess what non-human entity it was, I would probably guess Bigfoot. The moonlight that night did help in illuminating the figure at least a little bit. I researched if there were any sightings of any paranormal things that occurred there or near there, but there was nothing that I could find. Unquote.
Okay, so what's this visual aid?
It's not about that. Oh, give okay. me your thoughts on this. We're talking about Pokemon.
Okay. Bigfoot sounds accurate to me. I don't know what else it could be. If it's humanoid shaped, what else could it be?
I think this one comes into a matter of perspective, right? Because we don't know exactly how far away they were looking.
Yeah.
So, and it's nighttime. And they said there's a moonlight, which definitely helps. I mean, sometimes when you're out at night, late.
Pitch black, right?
But when there's a moon.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's like there's a light out, you know, like a lamp. Following you around at all times. Like, so, like, we've been in the cemetery ghost hunting before when there's been a full moon.
Yeah.
And it's just like, it's not night, but it's night.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it was like that. But I just mean, based on where they were sitting over like the steep edge and where they saw this thing running, it could have looked bigger from the distance, mm-hmm. but also could have looked smaller. So it's tough. It's night, it's dark out. I think it's tough to tell.
Yeah.
But if it's a human, what was that human doing running down? But I mean, people are weird. They do strange things.
People do really strange things sometimes.
But I don't know.
That is strange.
I think it takes a person very in tune with their body and the earth to run downhill something steep like that.
I wouldn't run downhill in the broad daylight with people around me.
No. Do you think there's a chance it was a Bigfoot?
Absolutely. I do think that it could be. I wouldn't rule it out. Definitely not.
Well, I mean, there's no way for us to know. I think
the shape is what gets it for me, though. Like, if it was an animal, it'd probably be on all fours. Like, it couldn't be running bipedally.
And they said that it didn't have a snout or like the ears. I mean, I guess they got a good enough view of it to know that.
Yeah.
So they definitely knew it was human. I wish they could have been able to tell if it had fur or yeah. something like that, rather than like. Because if it was a human, even if it was a shadow, I figure you'd be able to see if it had like a shirt on, right? Or
probably
like a hoodie or something. I don't know. I have such a hard time imagining the visual of this.
Me too.
But anyway, speaking of visual, this was directed towards us, but I'm not going to comment on it because it's not my not my expertise.
Okay.
This is a quote from an email. So the listener submission said, "I have a request. If you don't mind, if you do this episode." So I reached out to him about what the request was. The request was off topic. Doesn't need to be in the video. It's going to be in here. It was a question for two of you, or at least whoever wants to answer. What opinion do you have on the design of the Pokemon Delphox? It's fine if you don't like it. It's my favorite Pokemon of all time, which is why I wanted to know. No hard feelings. If either of you hate it.
Oh, no, I don't hate. I like Delphox a lot. I like that Pokemon.
Do you have any opinions, memories?
Yeah, it's like a wizard. It's like a fire wizard, which is awesome. I think it's like a pyromancer kind of wizard, which I mean, the other ones that were in that like same class, I think it was like a ninja and like a, they all did kind of like a trope. And I like the fire wizard class, and I also like the fox too. So that was a good combination between a good animal and a good kind of way to use that fire.
I'm very glad you had an opinion on this. It makes it feel more worthwhile.
I like Pokemon a lot.
All right, our third encounter comes to us from Regina. It takes place in Arizona. This is the rest of them might take place in Arizona. I could be wrong about that. There's at least two or three of these that take place in Arizona.
Arizona's magical, man.
That's where the creatures be.
Yeah.
And it took place somewhere between 2020 and 2021.
All right. Cool.
Quote, I live near the Superstitious Mountains in Arizona with my father. And at that time, my aunt, who is my dad's sister, wanted to come visit us for her vacation since it's been a while since we'd seen her. So my dad and I were trying to come up with fun things to do for this family get together. My father recommended that we go hiking and swim in the lake. There was a lake and it wrapped around where these mountains were. So it was in the middle and you had to park and hike the rest of the way there. We all agreed, and the next day, my father was driving us there. But on the way, we actually got lost. Now, there's a reason it's called the Superstitious Mountain. There's a tribe far east in the mountains, and it said, if you do not bring an offering, or if you steal gold from the mines there, you're said to get lost and never find your way back. Anyway, we'd gotten lost, so we're stuck driving around the mountains, confused, until my dad decided to stop and get out a traditional map because there was no cell service, so we couldn't use Google Maps or anything on our phones. As he and I were looking at the map, my aunt points out that there was a bar/liquor store right up the hill in front of us with an open sign flickering. The bar, liquor store, whatever, it looked like it had been there a while since it looked like a wood cabin thing, but it also kind of looked abandoned. My father had looked up to see it and jokingly said something along the lines of, oh, thank God, I could really use a drink right now. And for some stupid reason, my aunt wanted to buy Fireball since they saw the store, and it said open, so why not, right? My dad said he'd carried some cash with him, so he'd go grab her and him a drink while I waited in the car. My dad gets out of the car with his wallet and walks up and into the bar. Later, it must have been like 5 minutes or so, my dad comes out looking confused, and he had no drinks in his hand. Once he got in the car, Aunt Cheyenne asked what happened, and this was the first time I'd ever seen my dad so frightened and so stiff. He said, there was no one in there, and all the lights were off too. I tried calling for someone, and no one answered. What's worse is I went to look for someone in the back, and there was what I think was blood on the handle. Me and my aunt, at the same time, looked at each other, confused and concerned. Oh, hell no, f*** that. We need to get out of here, Aunt Cheyenne told my dad. Trying to make light of the situation, I joked, you didn't want to get axe murdered, Aunt Shy? I laughed. Not today, I don't, she joked back. But right after my dad composed himself, he went to start up the car. We heard something unreal. We heard what seemed to be a loud, inhuman, blood-curdling scream echoing in the mountains, coming from not so far away. And that was the fastest we've ever left any hiking trip. My family and I never really spoke about it again, mainly because every time me and Aunt Cheyenne tried to bring it up, my dad switched the conversation so quick, almost like he didn't want to admit he was freaked out or scared. My aunt thinks it might have been a skinwalker. What do you guys think? Unquote.
That's frightening. Jesus Christ. It looks like an abandoned liquor store.
Yeah.
On the inside.
On the inside.
The light said open, though.
It did say open. Somebody's paying that electric bill.
Yeah.
Well, it's battery powered. Solar powered.
What happened?
Solar powered open sign is a terrible idea. Unless you're open all night.
Yeah.
Because they'd just be charging off all day. And then it would be on all night. Hopefully it wasn't solar powered.
What happened? Were there liquor? Was there liquor on the shelves?
He didn't. Well, he would have had to steal it, I think.
No, I know. No, not take it, but just what was there. Because if it wasn't there, maybe this happened a long time ago.
Like the blood on the handle? I don't know. You know as much as I know. I don't know. Because if there was no inhuman blood-curdling scream, I would just say that they found a murder scene.
Yeah, you called the police.
Yeah, it felt like this could be a murder scene.
I think it might have been anyway.
That's true. What did the murdering, though?
I don't know.
But it's just kind of like...
the governor, who's also a skinwalker.
It felt like a trap.
Yeah. I don't think it was a trap, though, really.
I don't know. If this was a horror movie, right?
Yeah.
Like, in the real world, I don't know. It seems like a lot of coincidences. It's a hard word. It seemed like something bad happened there, and then something they heard. I mean, there was a lot of things happening. But if this was a horror movie, it knows you're lost. It knows you're looking for a sign of help. I'm going to rid this bar of people and use it to lure people that are trapped. It's like a light to a fly, right?
Yeah,
like a spider, putting a spider web by a light. I don't know. It seemed like draw people in that are lost. And then it's like, it felt like all these mountains are nearby. So they have the high ground. They didn't say they were in a valley. And I don't know the area. I've been to Arizona a couple times, but it's not my go-to.
Yeah.
But it felt like they were low with all these mountains high.
Well, they're looking for like a place to swim. So you think that's lower than...
Yeah. Well, instead it was surrounded by mountains. But, you know, they go in this place that can be seen from above.
Yeah.
And then when they're leaving, they hear these cries, these echoes.
It's really scary. I wish there was more. I wish I saw something.
I don't blame them for not looking, though.
No.
It could be two completely different things, which is crazy, though. Like, it could be... I feel like there's three scenarios. And there's way more than three, but I'm gonna dumb it down to three. I feel like it happened a long time ago. Like, non-connected. What they hear... is not connected to the store or the people or the blood, nothing. And then direct connection, which is maybe like the setup, the trap, where they sit, they wait in that area for people to come by that are lost, and then they attack. But then there's the idea that both are real, they're just not connected. Maybe there's a fight, a murder, or just somebody who got hurt looking around and they left blood, unrelated to what they're hearing yelled. But that could still be something unusual. Or it just happened. And the person that was bloodied is the voice that they heard yelling. Maybe they were getting killed by a human, not by a skinwalker.
It's a creepy tale. I don't know if it would be a skinwalker. I don't know.
I mean, that's the perfect area for it. But I don't know. There's no hint of the entity. It's just like assumed based on location.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's like one of those things that like... I feel like you laugh about, well, he doesn't, the father doesn't, but you laugh about later, but you're also so thankful that, like, that is the end of the story.
Yeah, it could have got way worse if it had been something else.
Yeah. All right, encounter number four. This comes to us from Gabriella. Also takes place in Arizona, because why not?
Sure.
Years 2014 to 2022.
Oh, wow. Okay.
The encounter. Quote... So to start this off, I'm sensitive to energies, so I loved watching a lot of paranormal stuff. Also, I have a lot of stories to tell, but first, this one. I'm Hispanic, and I'm part Yaqui, which is a native tribe in Mexico. This is my possible skinwalker encounter. I grew up on a reservation in Arizona for about 11 years. I knew every animal that lived there and how they looked in summer and winter. We lived about 10 to 15 minutes away from town. I only had one neighbor, and he lived alone. We lived in a two-bedroom trailer. It was my parents, my two brothers, our dogs, and myself. So at about 4 or 5 years old, I slept in the living room. We had these glass sliding doors, and the reservation was super dark and super scary. Almost every night, I would hear coyotes howling, and I knew the different calls that they would make. I believe in not killing animals unless you're going to eat it on the res. In 2014 in March, I was 14 years old. My mom was driving me to school around 7:45 in the morning, and we accidentally hit a javelina. And I was like, oh no. So on spring break afternoon, the sun was almost setting, I decided to go outside and take a ride on my scooter, those ones that you sit on and use on the road. My dog always rides with me, but this time there was no sign of my dogs anywhere, and it was getting really quiet that evening. My mom was outside watering her plants. So I took off and went by the fields a couple minutes from my home. I was going about 80 miles per hour. Damn, sorry. And I saw a coyote, but it walked weird. And the fur was sliding side to side. And it was really dark and big. In my head, I thought, that looks really strange to be a coyote. So I continued to ride, and before I was going to ride by it, all of a sudden, it felt like my scooter crashed into something. And I was flying through the air, then sliding across the dirt road chest first, and I kept my face up. Again, I was going 80 miles per hour, so I got the wind knocked out of me, but I slowly flipped onto my back. And in the corner of my eye, I saw that strange coyote looking at me through the bushes. So I had to get up quickly. At that point, I was angry, so I completely ignored the strange coyote, called my parents, but it sent me straight to voicemail. I turned back to the coyote, and the face was a blur and dark. I threw a rock at it, but it didn't run away. So I ran to my scooter, and I was using that horn it had on it to see if it would scare it away while I was trying to start back up. It took off quick, and it didn't look back. I got home, dusty and bruised, and I asked my parents, why was your guys' phone off? They said it wasn't. They say if you don't show fear to a skinwalker, it won't attack. But for a couple of weeks, I kept having nightmares of that evening. Later on at midnight, my brother and I went into town to get some snacks. So driving back on the reservation again, it was pitch black where I lived. We saw a shadow run in front of the car, and we were both like, did you see that? And we sped home. Ever since I was little, I was always scared to look out the car window at night and the windows in my home. So moving forward to 2018, my brother and I took a road trip to California in October. We went at midnight and we literally heard someone knock on the back window 3 times, and we were in the middle of nowhere. In 2022, I'd been living in Colorado for 2 years with my husband, and his sister lived with us for a bit. One Friday night, I was home alone and my husband was working and his sister was out with her boyfriend. I was just chilling in my room with the door closed and locked. I was sitting on the floor folding clothes, watching cartoons, and the only light I had on was the TV. All of a sudden, I heard a light tapping noise outside my room, and it sounded like they were using their nail. And then someone whispered, Gabby. I was like in my head, is she home? When did she get home? And she's talking about the sister. As I was reaching to open my bedroom door, I got the chills right there. And I said, nope. In my head, nope. I hopped into my bed, covered myself, and closed my eyes and started praying. Then I heard someone right next to my ear say in a demonic voice, God can't save you. I shortly, somehow, fell asleep afterwards. A few times I would hear tapping noises at my window, and I tried my best to ignore it. I do bless my house time to time. So on August 4th, 2022, around 9 p.m., I heard something trying to pick the screen of my window. We live in a duplex, so our place was upstairs, and there was no balcony on my window. Nothing. I ignored the sound and tried to go to bed. A few days later, I left for work at 4:30 in the morning, and it was still pretty dark out. And I went to the back door, and it smelled like a dead animal. I just kept walking to the car, didn't want to inspect it, didn't want to see where it was coming from. Unquote.
I picked up at the end there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it got really intense.
I think sometimes when you're in the know, like, I feel like, have you ever told a story where you know you have so much more context?
Yeah.
And then you, maybe it's like a day later or you're in the shower and you're like, oh, they might not have understood this because...
Yeah, because they don't have the background to it.
Yeah, like if you're telling a teaching story because you teach.
Yeah.
You know, there might be something you leave out because it's so natural to you.
Yeah.
I think in certain areas, she did a really good job explaining like where she was at, living on the reservation. But also like there's like little like, was her running into the coyote, the Mao, the disfigured, strange looking coyote, was that punishment for killing the javelina and not eating it?
Right.
Because she threw in there that it's bad. You shouldn't do that. If you're going to kill an animal, mm-hmm, you should eat it. And then she was driving. Well, she wasn't driving. She was riding to work in the morning, school.
Yeah.
And then her mom hit this javelina and she's like, oh no. But then it was quickly like, I was riding a scooter 80 yeah. miles per hour.
Yeah.
So in my mind, the connection is that she...
It almost like summoned it.
Yeah. Like as a punishment for killing the javelina and assumingly not eating it.
Yeah.
That this thing came, which then led to...
This like haunting.
Almost like haunting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like
following or whatever.
Yeah. And so she's putting it out there. Like, she thinks this is her Skinwalker story.
Yeah. It's really scary how they were driving in California and they heard knocking in the back of the window.
That is from a Skinwalker story, like yes. The truck one, yeah. Where they felt it land in the bed. But like,
yeah,
dude, if you're driving somewhere and you're hearing knocking on your outside of your window and you're driving, no.
Say, don't come in.
Nope. I do not allow you to come in. I'm going to turn on the defrost on the back window. But then, like, hearing a knocking come from inside your house and then whispering right by your ear.
I know.
Like, there's some bad juju.
Yeah.
Hanging out with Gabriella.
And it's good that she's cleansing her house, but she needs to, like, get Mr. Clean on that.
It's good that she survived an 80 miles per hour scooter
crash. I was thinking that. No seatbelt.
What did she crash into, though? Because she said it was like.
She just stopped.
She said it felt like she crashed into something.
Yeah, she didn't say what.
What does that even mean?
Maybe it was the coyote.
I mean, she was talking about like how the skin and the fur moved back and forth. Yeah. It made it feel like it was wearing something. It was pretend. Like,
yeah.
There's a lot of creepy spook. Out of every story we've had thus far, this one definitely seems the most paranormal.
Yeah, it does seem old magic.
The first two very much feel like entities seen it dark, what could it be?
Mm-hmm.
The third one, where the blood at the liquor store and then the house, like the echoes of the blood-curdling screams, definitely mystery, definitely creepy.
Yeah.
But this one, voices.
Paranormal to the extreme.
Yeah, like creepy, creepy stuff. So let's move on to our final and fifth encounter. All right, our fifth and final encounter. This comes to us from Cody. It's the year 2022.
All right.
Charlie, do you have a guess what state this might take place in?
I guessed Arizona.
That is correct.
Wow.
Three in a row for the great.
Arizona's a weird place. It's on record.
It's a very pretty state, too, in certain areas. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Quote, I was driving home from work tonight, and I decided to take a long way rather than the freeway, since there'd be less cars and it's kind of in the middle of nowhere. About 20 minutes from my house, I came up on what I thought was an animal on the road, eating another animal. I slowed down to go around it, and whatever it was looked up at me, and I locked eyes with it. It had glowing red eyes, and I've never felt such pure evil in my life, and it took over my whole body. I drove past it, and I could see it in the rearview mirror. The glowing red eyes, whatever it was following me. I truly felt like I was in danger. So I sped up to about 80 miles per hour. And again, I'm driving on a back road, and I know this wasn't safe, but I had to get away. It had such an evil feeling. Whatever it was, somehow was able to keep up with me at 80 miles per hour. I came around a bend, looked in my mirror, and I didn't see it anymore, so I thought I lost it. Then, all of a sudden, it scared the life out of me because it started knocking on my driver's side window. I glanced over and could tell it had a human face with what looked like an animal pelt. Definitely had hair or fur, I don't know. It was looking right at me with glowing red eyes and was running on two legs, somehow still keeping up with me. I kept driving as fast as I could to lose it. Eventually, I got to an airport near my house, took a turn, looked around, and I couldn't find it anymore. I somehow lost whatever it was. After doing some research, I believe what I saw was a skinwalker. Since they apparently have been in Arizona before, everything I read about them, how they change forms, travel distances fast, the red eyes, how they instill fear in you with eye contact. It literally sounds exactly like what I saw. But I would love to hear all of your opinions. I've never had anything paranormal, unexplained, anything like that happen to me. And I've always wanted it to. But I don't think this is what I wanted. Unquote.
That is horrifying. Could you imagine?
It is. Listen, like, I, even while reading this just now, I feared for his safety, even though I know he sent it to us.
Yeah, he made it.
Cody, I'm glad you're good. But it felt, okay, on a, and this is bias, obviously, this is bias. On a level of believability, I give the people that submit stories to us higher than Reddit stories.
Yeah.
Sometimes, yeah. And I mean, we have fun. This, believe in the bizarre, is an entertainment podcast.
Yes.
Everything we talk about is not necessarily real, but that's what is expected with a paranormal podcast. Sometimes we'll put a Reddit story in there or something, a YouTube comment. And does it seem a little ridiculous? Sure. Are there listener submissions that seem a little ridiculous? Sure. Reading this one, it felt like one of those larger than life Reddit stories. And I had to remind myself mid reading it, this was something somebody sent to us. Like, they're putting their name out there. Your name's Cody. You live in Arizona. This isn't random Reddit user underscore 42. Like, there's a last name. I'm not reading last name.
Right.
You know, we know the last name.
That's wow.
But like, this is somebody's saying, this is my real true experience. Driving through Arizona, seeing this animal, eating another animal, which is very dogman-like.
Yeah.
And then running with a car, knocking on the driver's side window.
On the driver's side, not the back seat, not the passenger seat.
Yeah.
The driver's seat.
It's that awareness of like, this is a car. This isn't just like a random animal. This is like, I know where this person is sitting in this car.
The knocking to me is just so like we're here.
It's so consistent. Between other stories we've heard here tonight and our Skinwalker episode.
Yeah.
Like, there's been multiple, like, the Skinwalker running alongside the car, knocking on the glass. Although, I will say, I think this is the first time anyone's looked. Because in the story we read in our Skinwalker episode, which I believe was episode 45.
They were told not to look
and to focus on, I think, the radio maybe, or just, like, something else. So there's pounding on the bed of the truck, and they didn't look. The story earlier, they didn't look.
Right.
This is like one of the first times somebody looked, and it's like you look over and it's like clearly a human face wearing an animal pelt with red glowing eyes.
Like,
what?
The level of like you are is insane.
They made it though.
Well,
the airport, thankfully.
Yeah, I wonder if anything else has happened since.
I do not know. But Charlie, would you like to go to the discussion? So before we get to the discussion, we like to stop the episode and thank our newest patrons who, as of the recording of this podcast, are Leah and Ashley. Ashley is spelled very interesting. I like it. I think it's cool.
Thank you both so much.
Charlie, I need you from the bottom of my soul. I need you to tell them and any potential prospective patrons. Perspective.
Okay.
People thinking about it, people looking at it, what type of bonus content they can expect.
So Leah, Ashley, and anyone else who's listening and thinks that might be a lot of fun. You're right. We've got a lot of fun games. We've got social media responses where we take the questions we put out and we respond to those and talk about the comments. And if you've ever responded to one of those, there's a good chance you're in one of those episodes. We've also got Do You Believe the Bizarre, which is a really fun game with producer Ben, where we break down stories that he tells us, and we have to guess which one he wrote, which ones he didn't. We also have quizzes over some episodes. Those are personally my favorite because I like to test my knowledge. And if you like to test yours, you get to see what you know. And beyond that, we have Netflix watch parties. We have Google Hangouts. We have director's cuts. There's a lot to the Patreon. Honestly, more than we can really explain right now.
A bonus t-shirt that you can only get by being a member of the dedicated tier for 3 months.
Yeah, there's a whole lot there. So if you're interested, that sounds great to you. Why don't you
peruse, right? Is that what they call it?
Peruse.
Check it out. We got 3 tiers currently. Lots of fun bonus content. So if you're caught up on all the episodes and you're looking for a little bit more to fill those commutes or those showers or those dog walks, we got you covered. But that said, Charlie, let's get to the discussion. Okay, so 5 stories. We don't have to go in depth. We kind of did a mini discussion after each one.
Yeah.
But let me ask you, which one stands out to you the most?
The last one. The last one sticks out in my head so much. Just the description of seeing this thing running against your car at 80 miles an hour with red eyes and a human face. On 2 legs, wearing something skin. Also, the 3rd story really pops in my head a little with
the murder,
the mystery.
Yeah. Imagine the stride of somebody running 80 miles per hour. Like, are they bouncing or is it like level where you're just moving so fast that your upper body is just.
I don't know.
Like,
it's like when I have to walk next to someone who's really tall.
Oh.
It's like I have so many footsteps.
I'm right there with you in height. This is one of those things where would you rather see a tornado up close or this creature? Like, this is one of those things where it's like, I don't want to see it, It's if there were no re- like if you could if there's an agreement where there's like no repercussions, you're not going to get hurt. It's not going to ever. You're never going to see it again. You know, experience this to see what it's like.
Oh God!
Now I've done my story. It was episode 100 with our good friend Ethan about where something crossed in front of us, and that's nothing like this. That was just something crossing in front of us, and it was very memorable and horrifying. But it's like almost like a tornado where it's so unbelievable and so terrifying and so larger than mundane life. Like go to the office, make coffee. Like compare that to this experience.
Yeah, you have to go home and sleep after that. Like what?
Try to.
Yeah.
Probably not sleep.
No.
That's why I'd want to know somehow I was safe. Obviously, you don't get those agreements when you run into the paranormal.
Right.
But like, is there any part of you that would want to see that? Yeah. It's tough.
Yeah, no, there is. Like, I think there's part of me that would like, not even knowing I was safe, but I'd still kind of want to see it. I'm scared putting that out there, but
I think it's almost like a validation. Cause even though like we are, this is a paranormal podcast. We love talking about this stuff. We talk about it all day long. We still have a healthy skepticism.
Yeah. We don't know.
Yeah. And I
you
think
see that, you know,
like, yeah, Cody, it's so interesting because there's a lot we don't know. There's a lot other people don't know. It's like Betty and Barney Hill. It's like they talk to people that don't believe in aliens, but they live their life where they no longer cannot believe.
Right.
Like, and there's millions. There's so many people that have haunted houses.
Yeah.
Where like they are not allowed to live their life.
Yeah.
Not believing in ghosts.
Yeah. Like, there's no world for them where like ghosts are fake.
Right. Like someone's like, are ghosts real? They're like, yeah. Like it's not a question. Like, I'm like, can you go? And I know there's people that still do, but imagine going to see like, I'm going to go see Paranormal Activity, the movie. When my house is haunted.
Yeah.
Like, that's always been something that, but like this guy, like Cody, he cannot be like, are skinwalkers real? Or even if like, that's not what it is, like this creature.
Yeah.
Like it fits.
Something is fits very real.
Every category of the skinwalker stories.
Oh, yeah.
But like that, he has to live his life, not talking about it on a podcast and then unplugging and being like, all right, I'm going to watch the Browns lose. Like it's. My life, in my reality, there's no other option than this is real. And that is so much bigger than that experience, but still like, oh, so horrifying. And I think that's almost why I want to see it, because of the validation. But then I really think about it and it's just like, there's nothing good that can come from that.
Mm-mm.
I probably, in my most sane mind, state of mind, I don't ever want to see that ever. But, I think we're going to get messages from people that are like, you're crazy. They're even... joking or mentioning that you'd want.
I mean, just, but I get it though. The validation. Like,
well, it's like aliens.
You would know, right? You would know.
But is knowing better? That, like when they say ignorance is bliss, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I remember I had a dream. Did I tell you this? Where I told you this. I don't think it was on the podcast. I had a dream that I was in a haunted hotel and it was so intensely haunted. Like I was getting pushed.
Yeah.
And I was trying to get out of the hotel. And I remember in that dream, I was coping where I was like, I think I'm going to quit the podcast.
Yeah.
Like, this is so real for me and so intense. I don't want to talk about it for fun. Maybe if this happened to me.
I don't know.
But I got one more good episode in me. It'll be really good. And then we're going to leave like 85 people hanging in our Google Drive. Okay. But then so the third one.
Yeah.
I think this one is the most mysterious.
Absolutely.
Because it's set up like a true crime meets paranormal. It's like the perfect paranormal meets true crime, because there's the liquor store. But then there was also, remember, like it had that urban legend idea, like the native folklore where it was like, if you don't have an offering, you're getting lost. And they're like, oh, we got lost.
I kind of thought that's where it was going to go. Like the dad was going to get out and like leave an offering or something.
So then, and I don't mean to like brush over them. First two stories, the humanoid figures.
Yeah. So I it's almost a red flag for myself. Like, am I looking for these signs at this point? But like, four of these five of these stories, to me, came off as Skinwalker.
The first two did not feel Skinwalker to me. I know you thought maybe on, was it the first one?
The first one.
Yeah, no, the first one, I think, might have just been a bear. And even they thought it might have just been a bear.
I don't know.
Second one of the creature, or the humanoid figure going down the mountain.
I think that might be a Sasquatch. But the first one, the way it, like, walks,
mm-hmm.
stands up, and almost seems human-shaped.
Yeah. Would anyone call a bear human-shaped? I don't know.
I think the author was right. They hold themselves differently than bears. So, like, a human holds himself differently than a bear would, because a bear's kind of like,
oh. Yeah, that's true. They said it was by their arms were by the side. Goes limp. Where the bear is kind of like, I don't know what a bear does.
Like, kind of like, the shoulders don't fully come back.
Yeah. They lift too much.
Yes.
They're too busy in honey pots.
I don't know. If it wasn't a bear, what would you think it would be?
Oh, I have no idea.
No, like, guess at all?
No, I think it's bear bust. I think it's bear paranormal.
Okay.
I don't like, and I'm not.
Well, what kind of paranormal though?
I don't think I'd say skinwalker. I think.
Okay.
I think.
That's okay.
The Michigan, not dog
the man. Michigan bear man.
The Michigan Sasquatch. It feels more Sasquatchy to me when it's humanoid and it doesn't seem like it's pretend. I don't know. It felt bulky. I don't know, but I've never like, it sounds like a bear to me.
I'm going to say something stupid. Okay. Well, I don't know if it's stupid, but something left fieldy.
Okay.
All right. Alien. So they're by a body of water, right?
Yeah.
Maybe it's a water spirit.
That was out of left field.
Maybe it's some kind of water spirit watching them by the water.
I can't tell you that's not true.
Well, they said they felt watched for a while, right? While they're walking.
Yeah.
Didn't feel menacing at all. Seemed shapeshift whilst in their presence, and then kind of wandered off.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Hey, I can't tell you that's wrong. And they didn't get when the stories where they were like, I think this is a skinwalker.
Yeah.
You felt the dread.
Yes.
And the horror.
For all of them.
Yeah. I don't think the first two were more like, what is this I'm looking at?
No,
it wasn't like.
The ones that said they were skinwalkers, you felt the dread for all of those.
Yes.
Yes.
The first two, I think, could be a humanoid entity, could have just been a person and a bear. Potentially. I don't know. Third one, man, no one knows what happened to the person in there. Why is it abandoned? How is the electricity still running?
Where'd the
blood come from? Dude, one of my other discussion questions as a prompt was, is this just a murder?
It might very well have just been a murder. I could see that. That was your third scenario.
Yeah.
I think it could have been.
Or like, yeah, and they heard the scream of the person getting like the rest of the murder happening.
The second part of the murder.
The murdering part of the murder. Arizona's bumping.
Yeah. It's a weird place.
It's just rich.
We're not going there on the trip.
I think we have to. Nope. I love Arizona. We'll go. I had some of the best pizza of my life in Sedona, Arizona.
All right.
It's so good.
All right. We'll go to Arizona.
Okay. Just for the pizza.
You bought me. You got me in there.
So I think, did we touch on, and then last one's ridiculous. It speaks for itself. It's horrifying. Yeah. We touched on that one. The fourth one.
It's a long story. It's just,
the twists and the turns.
It's so scary.
Yeah.
Where the whispering in the ears.
That one, it really is like a haunt. It's like a different version. If it is a skinwalker, it's like a different version of it where it's more, like, I feel like Cody could experience that if it got closer to him.
Yes, I agree.
Like he got away from it, or at least as far as we know, he got away. Where like the fourth one,
it's like a menacing that lasts the rest of her life.
Hopefully not that long, but we followed her to Colorado. Apparently,
yeah.
I don't know. There was some context lost for me, and it was a little bit of a jumpy encounter where it went from here to there to There's some dots I'm missing.
Hard to follow,
but also I'm way outsider looking in. And then there's the Pokemon, which you got to talk about. I won't ask you which one you think is the most unbelievable, but what I will ask you is which one, because I'm not going to say overall believable, unbelievable. We can't really rank this. So let me ask you, which one do you think is the most believable out of the five of them? Believable in terms of paranormal, not that they actually saw something. Which one do you think is most paranormal?
The most paranormal one.
And believable.
Maybe the fifth one? But, I mean, that doesn't discount what they all saw, obviously. And I don't think any of them are not believable.
No, I mean, like, even one and two, they saw something.
Yeah.
Like, that's believable. It's just, could it have been a bear?
Yeah.
So it's like, which one is the most believable in that it happened?
Both could have been bears.
They both could have been bears. Like, it happened, but it also leans paranormal.
Yeah.
I agree. I think five is, like, a clear, like, it felt, even when I was reading it, it felt like this is a, like, you know how like we do these historical encounters
where
anybody researching a topic is going to have that encounter because it perfectly resembles the creature.
Yeah.
That one just is like, It hits so many of the check marks.
The visual is sketched into my head.
It's really, really scary.
Etched.
Four is close as well.
Yeah.
Because there's so many different versions and the hearing your voice called out and the tapping. But it was so perfect of a Skinwalker encounter and terrifying. So I would go with five as well. So that is our creature feature volume two. It should be just called, this should have just been a Skinwalker episode.
It could have been, but.
I found them in the order that we told them.
Okay.
So when I did one and two, it was creature feature, and then it quickly shifted.
To just.
Yeah. Cryptid feature. I really want to come up with a name for an alien, fully alien encounter one. All right,
don't think about that.
Well, we have to think about it, or a haunting one.
Yeah.
But that's up to the person that tells the story.
It's true.
But I hope everyone enjoyed it. I hope you enjoyed the encounters. Thank you to everybody who submitted. Again, if you want your personal paranormal experience encounter on the podcast, go to believingthebizarre.com. Go to submit your experience. Please provide as much detail as possible. We love it. We love talking about it. It's a lot of fun. And this is our last episode of 2022.
Wow. That's crazy. It's like putting a stamp on it.
I might be at your house for 20. Well, I don't know if I'll be there at midnight. At least
the very end of 2022.
The end of 2022. That's right.
But you know what? If you're enjoying this episode and you would like other people to enjoy these episodes, I think the best way to get the word out is just through telling people.
That could almost be a gift. Well, it's too late. Christmas is over, which I hope you had a happy Christmas. Merry Christmas. But I guess I can't. It's not good advice because it's past. Next year, as a gift, to give the gift of the podcast, find a really big box.
The season is not over.
That's
the
true.
Christmas season is not over. You can still give the podcast as a gift.
Reuse a box. Get a box that you were given and just put like a sticky note in it.
Yeah.
And just put like, hey, check out Believing Bizarre. And put the sticky note on the bottom of the large box and wrap the box. And
I bet they'll like it.
Give the box.
They'll like that joke.
If you could like, I'm not saying you should put a QR code on it. It would be easier for the person you're giving it to, but also like if you just want to write it out, they can probably meet you halfway and research it. QR codes are pretty phenomenal.
Yeah, I like them. And you're enjoying these episodes as well. Please feel free to leave a review. Go to Apple Podcasts if you're listening to Apple and give us 5 stars and say just something like, oh man, that's great. It's great stuff.
Yes.
We'd appreciate it so much. More than you can know. It'd be the best Christmas present for us.
Yes. And if you're enjoying the podcast and you are all caught up, you have no more episodes left, you don't want to listen to repeats, you're not a rerun person, and you want more content, bonus content, video content, you want to hang out with us on Google, you want to watch horror movies with us on Netflix, head to Patreon, check out our tiers. There's so much bonus content. You instantly get access to content that goes all the way back to May of 2021.
That's a while ago, Tyler.
It's a long time ago. That was like, how many mics ago?
It's
microphones. I mean, mics. We've never worked with a mic. Have we? No. But anyway, thank you everybody so much for listening. As always, I'm Tyler.
I'm Charlie.
And catch us next week on Believing the Bizarre.
A podcast as bizarre as you are.